So I'm asking the ushers, it looks like there's one. Is there, she got a helper? Two? Good. To hand out a gift I got for you. This is called The Deal, and it's written by Chuck Neff. I think all of you know, but Chuck Neff on Relevant Radio, The Inner Life. Chuck and I were together on The Inner Life since the beginning of Relevant Radio. We were I was one of just a few handful of priests when we started, but now they got 30 to take one day for each month. And I'll get back to that in a second, but I was waiting for the readings to be about marriage. And so here we are today. So I'm happy to hand this out. Make sure you get one per family there. I'll kind of let them get started a little bit. I can take this time while they're handing those out too to just say some things that are coming up. First of all, I want to say this. What a glorious couple of days we've had. I was together with a bunch of you at the state capitol for a pro-life rally there. And then last night, many of you were able to come to the Celebration of Life banquet. And just to be with people, I told them, I got to do the closing prayer last night, and I told them, I said, do you feel the peace? And it's just being in the presence of other people of great faith. There's a peace that comes over, I think, all of us. First of all, I think there's a love that's shared. And so you don't feel like you're on, you don't feel like you have to, you know, whatever, because everybody is so selfless that, you know, you're just accepted for who you are, and it's no one's high maintenance. You're just made to feel at ease in the presence of people of faith. I noticed that even more last night. I've always noticed that. I'm feeling it today too with all of you. And then of course at the pro-life rally that we had yesterday. So the other thing I wanted to note is that here we are in the month of October, so it's Respect Life Month. It's also the month of the Rosary. And we started out with a bang because on October 1st, it was actually, so that's the Feast of St. Therese of Lisieux, but it was also First Friday. It happened to be First Friday, the very first day of the month. And the second day was the Feast of the Guardian Angels, and that was also the first Saturday, so in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I've been saying, I think for at least a few weeks, and gets represented by just, you just put in your name and your address that you're having the rally, and then a balloon pin will show up on the United States map. So that's next Sunday at 3 p.m., October 10th at 3 p.m. So please make sure you're a part of that. I said this was Chuck Neff. You know, again, we've been together since Relevant Radio started. But we're in this climate of, right now, of tyranny and also censorship. And no one's allowed to talk about what's going on in the world. It's just it's weird. But I've been saying it's satanic. And so, you know, I would bring up some of the things that are going on in the culture. Well, I'm no longer on Relevant Radio. And my friend Chuck Neff said, after that happened, he said, time for me to retire. So he followed me out. So we're both no longer there anymore. But it's not just Relevant Radio, it's everywhere. And but again, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. And here's another reason I'm hopeful. I think it was on October 1st, is thereabouts, that Archbishop Corleone didn't mince words. So I'm going to quote him. He said, any reasonable person with a basic sense of morality and an inkling of decency cannot but shudder in horror at such a heinous evil being codified into law. It is especially shameful that any self-professed Catholic would be implicated in such an evil, let alone advocate for it. So he's talking about this bill, H.R. 3755. It's called the, you know, Women's Care Act, or I don't know what they call it, but they always give the nice titles to this abomination unto God that whenever they do that. So he goes on, this proposal of legislation is nothing short of child sacrifice, and and clearly in reaction, among other things, to the recent passed Texas heartbeat bill. Indeed, H.R. 3755 is surely the type of legislation one would accept from a devout Satanist, not a devout Catholic. Yikes. I don't think I had that much tone and manner in the last year. And I actually took it advantage to say, first of all, thank you to Archbishop Corleone, because he's speaking in a way that says this is very serious, okay? This is very serious. It's not fun to hear this like this, but it needs to be said and in this tone and manner so that we awaken, we're alert to what's going on, and we can be about this. We saw the readings today. God made them, man and woman. Okay, first of all, right? I mean, that's been shoved down our throats in the last just few years. Well, it's negotiable whether they're a man or a woman. Now they're saying that men and women can both have babies. And I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. With a Texas heartbeat bill, they're trying to counter that with things like this Women's Protection Act or whatever they're calling it. It's a battle. And we would rather not have battles. You know, we would rather go into our safe space. I know I would. I just like to be left alone and not have to talk about these things. But I said, after I quoted this, we're a people of forgiveness. So I, along with Father Altman and all the canceled and persecuted priests, will gladly welcome apologies for the castigating we have received for speaking out against evil in far less manner and tone as Archbishop Salvatore Corleone has just done. And I'm even seeing our own Bishop Hying being a little bit more out there. But again, these are the times we're passing through. We're getting canceled. I'm not on relevant radio anymore. Because we can't talk about these things. You know, it'll upset people. We'll be divisive, is what they say. Satan calculates that we'll say all that. And that we will slip away and say nothing. We're only 6 years in from our nation redefining marriage for the first time in all of civilization. Thousands, tens of thousands of years, whatever it is. First time in our lifetime, just 6 years ago, this happened under our watch. But we're not allowed to say anything. We don't want to be divisive, see? And I've been saying this too, and I'm going to get back now to those gatherings that we had, the state capitol last night, and the ways in which we've been praying together. I'm humbled, and I feel privileged to be in your presence, because you are a people of faith. You are a people that actually believe. We do have hope. We do have confidence that God will intervene. But in all likelihood, as history has proved it, he will intervene with courageous souls. Souls who are willing to martyr themselves. Souls who are willing to be canceled. Souls who are willing to be castigated. One wonders what Archbishop Corleone was thinking about how his fellow bishops would react. Much less that he's Archbishop of San Francisco. That's a lot of courage. That's a lot of courage. I mean, one would rather be in our safe space and be liked, right? Than to stick their necks out like that. But this is the time that we're living in right now. This book that Chuck Neff wrote, it's fiction, but it has an amazing moral to it. You're going to love it. But it's written like you're in a movie theater. I mean, his writing skills are amazing. You're going to read the first two paragraphs and you're not going to be able to put it down. But the point in all this is that we're living in a time where these things are fragile. The idea of protecting a baby in the womb, the idea of marriage. I know the marriage tribunal right now, we're living in a time right now where, you know, they do preparation for marriage. It's down like, I think I heard 50 or 60% of people even come into the church to get prepared for marriage any longer. These are the times we're living in. Do we just say, oh well, or do we find the courage to stand up? We're called to believe. Believe in the power of God. Believe that God, when we call out to Him in prayer, as you've been doing, as we've been doing, that God will hear and answer our prayers. Okay? We're called to have an optimistic outlook, that hope. I mean, this stuff is coming at us, and it's hard to be optimistic. But you get together in gatherings like we had yesterday afternoon at the Capitol, or the one we had last night, or the one we're having right now, and it's a lot easier to be optimistic. You guys are amazing. You're full of faith. You're full of hope. And together, as a family, we're full of love. Love for each other, but love for everyone we encounter. You know, these are the theological virtues. This is the nuclear weapons of our spiritual gifts that we receive. Faith, hope, and love. Let's not get ourselves down. Let's not doubt. Let's remain well connected. And let's believe. With God, all things are possible. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light.